Well, this is CheapWineFighter.com. Welcome, Domain Dave here. And we're still doing our bubblies for holiday season 2023. It's a week before Christmas. And we're trying to keep it French and cheap, but most of the French we're doing is California. But this one's actually French. And it's a Cremant. But we'll get into that. It's from Trader Joe's. It's $9.99. It's a Louis d'Estrée Brut. And I have 2023. It's a non-vintage, but you never know if these are exactly the same every year or whatever, because Trader Joe's is buying them from somebody. And then they have to supply Australia, Europe, and United States. Is all the same wine? Is it different wines for everybody else? I don't know. But we're going to talk about it. The one thing that's kind of strange about this wine, it's $9.99 at Trader Joe's, but looking around in places in the United States that don't have a Trader Joe's, so a lot of times Trader Joe's wines sell at wine shops. This is an $18 to $20 wine at wine shops. So you're getting a 50% discount at Trader Joe's. So if you think, oh, it's 10 bucks for a French wine, there's no way that could be any good. Well, you can actually find where they sell for 20 and buy it there, and you'll be happy. So, that's me being snarky. We actually know nothing about this wine. I mean, actually, I found out who made it. Louis d'Estrée is a brand, and then they had Marcel Martin, which is also a brand, and I found out who is a big company. It's a large producer in the Loire Valley that makes this wine. I've got links to that company on the written review on CheapWineFighter.com. And they're big, and they're legit, and they're well-known for making Cremant. And I don't know the grapes. There is a version of this that Aldi Nord in Europe sells, because I found a Belgium website that has it on there. The label for this is for the American people. And it says a product of France and 11% alcohol. That's it. It doesn't, in France, it would be AOC, IGP, table wine, whatever the designation is, what part of the country it came from. It would say Cremant on it, which Cremant means it's a sparkling wine made in France in the traditional method that's not made in Champagne. Because Champagne's got their own trademark, and even though they're a sparkling wine, Champagne is a sparkling wine made in Champagne, France. So Cremant, you know, they make that everywhere in France, and it's really good. It's usually cheap. You can get expensive stuff, too, because if you get single vineyard or extended triage and second fermentation, it can go up in price, but you just want the regular stuff, which is always, almost always pretty good. It's you know, it's not $9.99 at Trader Joe's, but you can get really good French bubbly. One of the reasons is because everybody pays big money for champagne, and there's not that much money left over for people wanting to get the other stuff, which is equally, for the price, as good. So we don't know what this is. I think that the version they sell in Belgium and other places, Trader Joe's, is Chenin Blanc and Vouvray. Maybe a little bit of Chardonnay. I'm not sure if this is the same. This is the same wine, or they had a completely different wine made for the United States. I don't know that. But if it is Chenin Blanc makes great bubbly, and so does Vouvray. I mean, if I'm excited about that aspect of it, I'm going to take a sip. And it's long and it's sleek. Really good acidity, well balanced. This is a nice bubbly. I mean, you can tell that, I mean, the $17 to $20 at the wine shop, they ain't lying. This is not a this is not a bad effort at all. It's sleek. It's got lemon. It's got some grapefruit, but not too tart. It's got some apple, maybe some nectarine. It's got some edgy spice to it. Maybe a touch of melon here and there. It's more of an aperitif. You know, this is something that I could see if you had a shrimp cocktail or maybe small plate with cheeses and stuff, and this would go with that really, really well, because the acidity is nice that it will cut through what you're eating, but it's not so much that it's going to bite a little bit. And the flavor is good enough that that little citrusy, because it's more citrusy than, you know, anything else, is kind of refreshing. I'm going to take another sip, because why not? So here we have a bubbly from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, like, what's on the bottom shelf? They're pushing their own brand, their their Platinum Reserve stuff. And I think I like this better. I like their Platinum Reserve wines. And it's really half off for a French sparkling wine from the Loire Valley. And I think it's from Loire Valley because this doesn't even say it's from the Loire Valley. Though the ones from the same brand, Louise d'Estrée, that they sell in Europe, is from the Loire Valley. And since it sells for $18 in the United States, which I said before, but say it again, that tells you that this, the things the label doesn't say must be pretty good, because it wouldn't do that, because there has to be a pecking order for wine to cost a certain amount of money, especially French wine. And this wine does just well. So here we go, Louise d'Estrée Brut in the 2023 version, because it's a non-vintage wine. It's a hit. I mean, it's for $9.10, $9.99. You're hard-pressed to get a better French sparkling wine. And it's simple, easy to drink. It's not simple. It's got a nice array of flavors. But it's easy to drink. It's a crowd pleaser. And it's even worthy of being toasted on New Year's Eve. So I'm taking another sip and lock this one up. We got more bubbly coming on up until the end of the month, or for New Year's. So we're talking to you in a couple of days. Christmas is coming fast. So this is Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. Keep it cheap. Adios. And I'll be talking to you. Bye-bye.